It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
I love this. I didn't know this, and I think this is hysterical. Kate Winslet says people feel the need to play the theme from Titanic when she walks into restaurants and public places.
And I'll sometimes go into restaurants, and the restaurant will think, surely she'd love it if we played the Titanic thing. Yeah. Or I'll go into a hotel bar, and there'll be a pianist, and they'll literally give me a look like, oh, don't worry, we'll do that thing you really want us to do, which is to play the song from Titanic. Honestly, it happens. It's just standard. I just expect it. I should be grateful. I am. I'm grateful.
That's so funny, but that would get so annoying. Yes.
Can this ever get annoying?
No, but to her it probably does.
Yeah, probably.
But oh my God, that is so funny that they look at her and act like she wants that to happen.
Hold on, can we just enjoy this, please?
Pop will.
We should start every show with that. I mean, how do you not feel good when you hear that?
That is what we should do. We should just trash our other opening thing and just play that.
I'm down with that.
Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton posted an apology video after receiving backlash for his sexist comments towards a female reporter during a press conference. He even got dropped by a yogurt company
Dannon.
who he was endorsing, so he's losing advertisers, and it's a pretty big deal.
After careful thought, I understand that my word choice was extremely degrading and disrespectful to women. And to be honest, that was not my intentions. And if you are a person who took offense to what I said, I sincerely apologize to you. And what I did was extremely unacceptable.
Movie studio executive Harvey Weinstein is facing multiple allegations of sexual harassment. Harvey allegedly asked Ashley Judd if he could give her a massage during a business meeting 20 years ago, and he was wearing a bathrobe. That's just one of the allegations that led Weinstein to step down temporarily. An investigation by the New York Times says Weinstein engaged in sexual harassment and misconduct with actresses, former assistants, and employees over a three-decade period. The Times says that Weinstein reached at least 8 settlements with women over the years, the most recent with an Italian model in 2015. Weinstein says, I came of age in the 60s and 70s when all the rules about behavior in workplaces were different. That was the culture then. I appreciate the way that I've behaved with colleagues in the past has caused a lot of pain, and I sincerely apologize for it, though I'm trying to do better. I know I have a long way to go. He's reportedly seeing therapists and is taking a leave of absence to deal with the issues.
When you guys interviewed here for the job about a year ago, did you get asked about a massage?
No.
MYK, you didn't get asked like, hey, could I give you a massage?
No, did you?
No, I didn't. Did not, nope.
Tyrese Gibson is not happy with his Fast and Furious co-star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Tyrese took to his Instagram to accuse The Rock of delaying the next installment in the successful action franchise until 2020. The movie previously had a April 2019 release date, and the drama between actors in the film franchise first erupted on the set of Fast 8 when The Rock called some of his male co-stars as chicken blank and candy ass. Justin Bieber is dating Ballers actress Paula Paulin, and according to a source, they're totally smitten with each other. They first sparked rumors when they attended a church service together last week, and after that, they had a date. Justin and Paula went to church together again this week, and apparently she wanted to meet the pastor, so Justin introduced her. Pink announced her Beautiful Trauma World Tour 2018 yesterday. Tickets go on sale Tuesday, October 10th at 10 a.m. local time for American Express card members and Friday, October 13th for the general public. Her new album will be out October 13th, and she announced a new documentary. Pink will be here in Indy at Bankers Life Fieldhouse Saturday, March 17th.
Cool.
That's the garbage.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to see her. All the things she does on stage. Oh, my God. I got to get tickets. I've never seen her before.